The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, October 7th, 2012, for those listening live, and it is your now, if you're listening to the recording. Your now, I like that phrase. That's all we have, is my now and your now. And so now let's take a minute and connect up, as we usually do at the beginning of these programs. And to start with, as most of the programs have been, let's go within first and allow yourself to connect with your own mastery, your own divinity, your soul, your higher self, your oversoul. Pick a term, any term, and allow that to expand more into your conscious experience. Just allow that to fill you on all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally. Allow it to fill your entire energy field. And allow it to flow into each of your relationships, every connection that you have in this lifetime. Not just the ones you like, not just the ones that are going the way you'd like them to, but let that divine essence, that divine energy, flow into all of your relationships. Because the more we allow our divinity into our relationships, the more they will be what we desire them to be. And of course, the less they will be what we don't desire them to be. So just give yourself that freedom to expose your divinity, to expose your mastery. Wonderful. And let's move on. Knowing that these connections, this degree of openness, is going to be at least maintained throughout the time that we're sharing here together, if not increased as we move forward through this process, through this time shared together. But let's go now to connect with our physical anchor, our anchor in the physical world, which is our Mother Earth. And allow yourself to open to her in whatever way works best for you, through the chakras in the feet, through the chakra, the root chakra, through every cell of your physical body, whatever way works best for you. But you're simply opening up to allow her love and support, again, to be felt more consciously, to be experienced more fully. And so allow that energy from her, that love, that support that she has for us in each moment, in every moment. Allow it to be something you're more aware of right now. Allow it to fill your physical, your emotional, and your mental levels. Allow it to fill your entire energy field. And as that fills you, allow yourself to connect with your gratitude. Your gratitude for being able to be in body at this time. For being able to experience what you're experiencing by being in body. Being able to share your light, your love, your gifts through this physical vessel. And just allow yourself to share that gratitude with her, with our Mother Earth. Allow that to flow down to her and allow yourself to share with her as well the energy of love that you have, that energy of acceptance, that energy of connection that love is. And allow yourself to share that with her. And as you share your gratitude and your love, you open more space to receive from her. Not the reason to offer that love and gratitude, but certainly a wonderful benefit. And as well, if there's any way that you would like to consciously offer your support to her, this is a wonderful time and energetic space to do it from. So whether that's picking up trash that you might see, whether that is envisioning a world in which all beings are happy, as the Buddhists say, all sentient beings, envisioning a world of greater harmony where we are much more conscious of our choices. Whatever it might be that you would like to offer in support, feel free to do that here now. And of course, there's no requirement to give your support to her in any conscious way. So, no spiritual guilt here. Anyway, let's go on to the next connections, the next set of connections, which is to all those beings who are not in a physical body at this time, who are here supporting you in your life, in whatever you're choosing to do and whatever you're choosing to create. They're there with you, your angels, your spirit guides, the ascended masters and other teachers that you might have working with you. And again, at this point, you're just opening up to connect with them and to allow yourself to receive a greater sense, a heightened experience of the love and support that they are offering in every moment. We're just opening up in this moment to be more consciously aware of it. And so for many people, it's a good thing to open the heart to receive this. For others, it'll be more a connection through the third eye or the crown. But as always, whatever works best for you to allow yourself to expand in this experience. And once more, allow this to flow through your physical vessel, through your emotional energies, through your mental body, through your energy field. Wonderful. And as with that connection with the Mother Earth, allow yourself to connect with whatever energy of gratitude there is in this moment for that love and support that they're offering to you, and allow that gratitude to flow back to them, and allow your love to flow back to them, to accept their presence in your life more fully, to honor it in your recognition, in your willingness to experience it. That's another aspect of love that we can share with them. And once more, as we allow our gratitude and love to flow forth to them, we open up more fully to receive the love and support they're offering us. And as with the Mother Earth, once more, if there's anything that you would like to offer in your gratitude as a means of support back to these beings of light who are here to support you, by all means, you can put that out now. One way that I do that, every time I do a channeling, a private session, it's part of my invocation that in the gratitude that I have for the support that they're offering, I ask that they each be gifted with the next level of what they need in terms of healing, in terms of love, in terms of light, in terms of expansion. And so that might be an approach to take. Not, again, that there's any requirement here that you support them in return. It's an opportunity. Again, as we expand in what we offer out into the world, so we open to receive more. All right, so let's move forward to the next level of connection. And of course, keeping in mind that these connections we're opening in these levels to our own divinity, our own mastery, to Mother Earth, to our guides and angels, these are all going to remain at least this open as we walk this path of the program here today. And they may open further as we come to expanded consciousness, allowing ourselves to receive more or connect more, but they will at least remain this open. And so the next connection to make is to this particular community, this specific community of exposing the masters within. Anyone and everyone who will hear these words, whether they're listening live or whether they're listening at some point in that we would perceive as the future, but that when they're listening, they're perceiving as right now. Knowing that everyone who's hearing this is joining me in co-creating what we experience here today. Let's reach out and open to each other. Reach out and open to that conscious shared intention to move forward into our mastery more fully, to choose our mastery, to choose to experience it, to choose to acknowledge it, to choose to expose it, to choose to express it. And that brings us together. And so allow yourself to connect in with that energy and receive that shared support from that shared intention, that shared goodwill, that shared desire for you to be successful, for you to come into your power, for you to know your own divinity more fully, more consciously, and thereby be able to express it more fully and more consciously. And as we open to receive that level of support and that level of goodwill that I'm going to call love, because it's acceptance of each other. It's acceptance that we are all divine beings and we are all choosing to walk this path together of self-discovery, of self-empowerment. And so allow that love and support to come in. And again, allow your own energy of gratitude for this community and for what we share here each week. Allow yourself to give that gratitude back into there, back into that mass consciousness, back into that group energy to feed the others. And as we come together in that way, it amplifies and amplifies and amplifies and expands. And then there's more to support us, more to receive. All right, so allow yourself to breathe that flow in. And let's continue on and make the connection. The last level that we do here, consciously at least, is to connect with all of humanity. And included in that is the mass consciousness of all humanity that desires improvement. And I don't mean fixing things. I don't mean looking at things and seeing that they're wrong and we need to fix them, but rather the desire for improvement in the sense of the desire for life experience to be better, to be more loving, to be more harmonious, to be more creative, to be more empowered. I believe that desire is in every single person in body, because as soon as that desire is extinguished, death follows. I don't think without some inkling of that desire, it's possible to remain alive in body. So we're connecting with a mass consciousness that includes literally all of humanity. And then we're going to go specifically to the subset that I would call the light workers, the conscious light workers, all of those on the planet who in whatever way, walking whatever path, using whatever tools, are choosing consciously to empower themselves and to support the empowerment of those around them and humanity as a whole. And connecting with that energy, that level of desire, that level of mass consciousness that is far larger than the mass consciousness of our community, running into the millions, I'm sure, of individuals who are seeking that kind of improvement and empowerment on the planet. And allow yourself to connect into that energy and connect into that mass consciousness of all humanity in terms of the desire for things to be better. And then, more specifically, the mass consciousness of all the light workers consciously moving in that direction that we are toward mastery, into mastery, allowing mastery out of us. And again, allow that energy to flow, that support to flow through all levels of your being, physical, emotional, and mental, throughout your energy field. We truly are not alone. We are connected all of the time. And this whole process that we do at the beginning of each program is essentially reminding ourselves of that. Not just mentally, not just as an idea, but experientially, to open into that more and more experientially. And as we connect with that again, allow that gratitude to go out, allow that conscious energy of your choice toward empowerment to go out and add a little bit more to that mass consciousness of all the light workers. And every time we do this program, every time we connect in this way, we are adding more energy to the mass consciousness, to the momentum of empowerment. And just breathe into that. Connect with that. That to me is a very, very potent way to look at it. Every choice that we make, everything that we do to move ourselves into greater empowerment, we also do for the mass consciousness, with the mass consciousness. And every person, by virtue of being part of the mass consciousness of humanity, can access that, can connect with that, to help them find, to discover their own path into empowerment. Because there definitely is overlap between us. I can't walk your path, you can't walk mine, but there are certainly enough similarities to make it worth talking. So, allow yourself to breathe that all in and through. And that last piece about all of humanity, and I'm not talking just specifically the light workers, I'm talking all of humanity, brings up something here that I'd like to share, which is a way to find greater compassion. And I'm bringing this up partly because of what's going on politically in the United States right now with the election. And it feels like war to me. It is, well, you know, the terms, attack ads, negative ads. So much of what is being put out to help us theoretically decide to make our choice about who we're going to vote for is hate-filled. It's filled with fear. It even has lots of distortions of truth, shall we say. Lies, to put it more baldly. And I personally believe that these sorts of things are getting worse. You couldn't see it, but I put the finger quotation marks around worse. It's getting worse because we are moving to transcend the polarities. That's why it's getting worse. It's getting worse because in order to get rid of something that we no longer desire, it needs to be brought up. It needs to be brought to the surface. It's kind of like cleaning out the basement or the garage or the attic. You know, you have to wade in there and really go through the stuff and move it physically out of your system. And so it is with, well, I personally believe everything that we would choose to let go of, everything that is disempowering to us. Now, I want to put a caveat on that because I don't believe we need to consciously look at everything. For instance, an example. You're cleaning out the basement or the attic or the garage, and there's a box in there. And that box, you know, is filled with papers. And it's been in the garage for 20 years. And you have not had a single thought in those 20 years to go out there and find a piece of paper in that box. Now, you might choose to look in the box out of curiosity's sake. Some people would. I might be one of those. Just to see what it is you're letting go of. Walk down memory lane a little bit. But there are others who will simply say, I haven't needed this in 20 years. I'm just going to toss the whole box without looking at all of the individual pieces in that box. And I really think that that is a very useful image to have when we're doing the healing process, when we are looking to clear energies of limitation and move into energies of empowerment. They've often said in the channeling that I do that we don't have to consciously experience every bit of what we have stuffed down and suppressed inside of us in order to get rid of it. We need to contact it, but we don't need to experience it again in order to move it out. We don't need to experience it in its fullness. And I think that's a great blessing. And it goes with one of the primary pieces of what I believe is going on when we get triggered emotionally. That, and test this for yourself, but every time we get triggered, I believe it's not just about that particular moment. Unless we're fully in our power. If we're fully in our power, something happens, our anger comes up, or our fear comes up, or our sadness comes up, then it's a mark of that moment. And if we're fully in our power, what are we going to do? Oh, I feel sad. I feel anger. I feel hatred. I feel rage. I feel whatever. We're going to acknowledge it, and then we're going to use the awareness that has come to the surface to make a different choice. But most of the time, it's much more than that. It's not just an awareness of, oh, I feel this way. It's getting caught in that feeling. Why? Because it's not just about that moment. Because every time something gets triggered, the other emotion, the other like emotion, so if we get our anger triggered, the other anger that we have suppressed previous in our life comes up to try and escape. Now, whatever triggered us in this moment, another person, a circumstance, traffic, something not working out the way we thought it would. It doesn't matter what the trigger is. Whatever that trigger is standing in for whatever was the trigger each time we had previously suppressed that particular emotion. And what that means is we have the opportunity to throw out a box of anger without going through all of the individual papers in the box, without going through all of those individual circumstances when we got angry before, when we felt angry before, but we were not able to do anything about it, or we were not able to do enough about it. We were not able to choose fully what we would do about it. And so we have that opportunity to take that entire box to the recycle bin and get rid of it. And I say the recycle bin instead of the trash because really we're not getting rid of the energy. We're letting it transform. We're letting that anger move out. But move out where? Someone asked this question in one of the gateway groups. Where does it go when we let it go? Wonderful question. I never really thought about that before in quite that way. My vision was, well, I'll put it through the violet flame and transmute it. And in some of the work that I do, everything goes to the Mother Earth. Everything gets recycled there. And in that sense, it's sort of like that phrase, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Mother Earth is the best recycler there is. Everything gets recycled. Even if it's plastic, that it's going to take 100,000 years for it to break down, Mother Earth will still recycle it. And That's very encouraging to me. Not because I throw plastic away out into the street, but because it's another example. It does not matter how long standing some of our emotional trash is. It doesn't matter how long standing it is. We can recycle it. We can transform it. We can move it up to the surface, which the triggering in this moment did such a marvelous job of helping us to access. And then we can move it out. And again, moving it out, it's not like we let it go and then we've got an anger bubble that we've released, like radiation coming out of a faulty nuclear reactor, and that anger cloud is going to go land on somebody else and then they have to deal with it. I personally don't believe, it's not my experience, that that's what happens. That anger comes up, and what we're letting go of is not so much the energy of the anger itself, but the energy of our attachment to holding on to that anger or whatever other emotion it might be. What we're letting go of is our pattern that says, I have this portion of myself permanently holding on to anger. And that's what we're letting go of. We're letting go of that attachment. Think about in your life, and this doesn't have to be who's in your life right now. This can be anyone across the spectrum of your life. But have you ever known an angry person and other people talk about them that way? God, they're so angry all the time. All the time. It's like Mount Vesuvius ready to erupt at any moment for anything. And you can feel that. That anger surrounds them like the dust surrounding pig pen in the Peanuts. It's there. It's palpable. You can feel it. Or a sad person. Or a fearful person. Our sense of smell may not be nearly as developed as a lot of the animals to say that we smell fear on each other, although I think in times of extreme fear that actually happens, or there are certainly individuals out there who have hypersensitivity in their ability to connect through the sense of smell. But we can feel that energy if we're aware. We can feel that energy in others. We can feel what's the cloud that surrounds them, because it's there. And it's not just one particular energy, one particular piece of this. We have this faulty belief, I think, that we can actually hide how we're feeling from each other. Well, we can only hide how we're feeling from each other to the degree that those around us are willing to not notice, are willing to not allow that awareness to come to consciousness, because it's there all the time. I would expect you also have those people in your life that it just feels good to spend time with. And I'm not talking about, although this may be the case, and I hope it is for you, if you have a partner, I'm not talking about partnership and that kind of feeling good around the other person. I'm talking about just people that when you spend time with them, everything seems to be lifted. It seems to be heightened. Well, that is about the energy that they carry. It's about the energy that they live in. So, what am I getting at here? Multiple things. One, and although it's now autumn, and happy autumn, by the way, since I was gone 2 weeks ago on the equinox, happy autumn. And let's sidestep here for just a moment. Something that came in earlier to do with everyone today is this. Autumn is the season of harvest. At least in the northern hemisphere, it's autumn. In the southern hemisphere, it's spring now. So interesting, the polarities as well in that. But it's autumn in the north. So let's connect with that. Autumn is the season of the harvest. It's the season, in many ways, of celebration. Not that summer and spring aren't, not that winter can't be, but this is about gathering the fruits of our labor, so to speak. And that certainly can be palpable physically. It can be monetary reward. It can be the apples from the trees. It can be the harvest of the grain. But this is about our empowerment. And so what I'd like to do is just take a moment and step into, and by all means, Thanksgiving is coming, but right now we're at the beginning of the harvest season. So why not start out this way? Why wait till Thanksgiving for those in the U.S. to choose to do this? And I'm not at this point even talking about gratitude. What I'm talking about this time is stepping into acceptance, stepping into the willingness to receive the harvest, the fruits of our labors. And in this sense, what I'm talking about is our empowerment. So you don't have to think about everything you've done in the last year to seek to move forward into your empowerment more fully. But just notice that you have taken steps. Even if, and I doubt this is true of anyone out there, but even if the only step you've taken has been listening to this radio program today, that's the only thing you've done in the last year to seek to move yourself forward into your empowerment. Now, again, I doubt that's anyone listening. But even if that's the only thing, let yourself open to receive it as fully as possible. Not just the program in this moment, but the benefits that will accrue from listening to it, from making choices based upon what we're co-creating here today, based upon opening those five connections that we did at the beginning, based upon anything that might resonate with you and what is being talked about here. Allow yourself to open to receive the fruits. I accept. I am willing to receive. Many of us spend so much time seeking to manifest, but we're only doing the first part of it. We're putting energy out. We don't open up for that energy to come back. Not that I've ever thrown a boomerang, but I imagine when you throw the boomerang, knowing that it's going to come back, you want to kind of be ready for it, or it might hit you upside the head. And so allow yourself to receive the boomerang of abundance, the boomerang of the abundance of empowerment, the abundance of healing, the abundance of awakening, the abundance of awareness, the abundance of mastery. And just let yourself breathe that in. Wonderful. So, let's head back over to what we were talking about before we went there. And partly what we're talking about is that we don't have to go into every detail to figure everything out. I certainly know people who want to know all the details. It helps them to feel safe. If I can figure out why this happened, what caused it, etc., then I can hopefully not do the same thing again and get myself in this situation. And I'm not saying that that's a wrong way to do it. You need to do, we need to do whatever works for us in the moment. But I believe that every time we are triggered, or every time we get some healing work, or every time we go in to meditation, or to contemplation or to spiritual practice, whatever it might be, that we are being given an opportunity to get our money's worth, so to speak, to get more than our money's worth. We get a bonus when we are willing to let go not just of the specifics, this anger from this experience, but when we are willing to let go of more of the pattern, of my patterns of anger, of my patterns of fear, of my patterns of sadness, of my patterns of frustration. And that's that image of taking the entire box to recycling. When we get triggered, it's like the anger box lights up so we can find it in the dark of the attic or the basement or the garage. We can find that particular box because it's lit up right now. And then we have that choice. Are we going to choose to recycle that energy? Are we going to choose to take that box out and look at all the papers and then recycle the energy? Are we going to choose to say, no, I can't go here, and just put it back on the shelf and turn our back on it and walk away? The pattern of suppression. Whatever works for you in a given moment is what you need to do. Whatever works for me in a given moment is what I need to do. But the more we can remember that we have that opportunity to get rid of a box every time we have a single triggering, every time we have a single instance of that, or every time we go in, as I said, to healing or spiritual practice, including meditation or contemplation, every time we have that opportunity. And so, give yourself an opportunity. Here and now, if you're willing, if it resonates, to make a commitment to get more than your money's worth, to use each of these opportunities to clear out not just what is up right now about this moment, about this context, about this circumstance, but set the intention that you're going to choose to clear out the largest box you can every time a box is brought to your awareness. That you're going to choose to move as much as possible every time. Now, by all means, put this energy in there with as much grace, ease, joy, freedom as possible. You don't want to set yourself up with an intention that is going to knock you on your rear. You don't want to set yourself up. Sometimes highest good, I don't like at all. Yeah, it's for my highest good to go through the divorce. It still sucks. I would still rather do this and this and this instead. Highest good for me is not for my highest good. To use that phrase, I much prefer the phrase for your highest joy. Now, let me tell you why. Let me explain that. Because highest good is what's going to move you in this moment toward your power, by all means. But there's so much in the program on this planet that says spiritual growth, we get through suffering. That is really tied in many ways on the spiritual path, on many spiritual paths, with highest good. Whereas, highest joy, let me explain the way they have spoken of it in channeling. They talk about joy as distinct from happiness. Happiness being an emotion, a relative. It is circumstantial. It's based upon what's going on around us. If I'm having a good day, I'm going to be happy. If I'm having a bad day, I might be sad. I might be frustrated. I might be upset. Whatever. Joy, however, is not conditional. It's not related to what's going on around us. Joy is about the alignment and the flow of energies between all, among all of our energy bodies. So among the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, all the other levels, all the other aspects that we don't have such convenient names for. It's about how the energy is flowing. Joy is the experience, in some ways, of what might be labeled as synchronicity, but it's synchronicity to me actually comes out of being in joy, being in that flow, rather than joy coming out of synchronicity. Joy's there first. Another word, highest freedom, might be another way to look at it. And freedom ultimately is about freedom to choose. It's about conscious choice. So that's another term that I like to use, that I prefer to use, rather than highest good. Not that highest good is bad. It's not. It just has a lot of baggage about the negative polarity being required if we're going to acquire our highest good. So, if you're willing, set that intention for yourself, that you're willing to move out as much as possible without needing to go into all the details of figuring it out before you let it go. That you're going to choose to let the patterns go as much as possible, not just what essentially is the symptoms, the emotional energy, the pain, the suffering, etc. And let's come back around again, complete the circle more fully, and come back to where I started, which was that energy of compassion. That energy, for me, that comes with that fifth level of connection to all of humanity, and recognizing, and again, this is something that can be touched in upon through the Buddhist teachings, I believe, although I can't speak them out loud right at this moment because they're not in my consciousness, but the idea that all beings desire to be happy. And essentially connected is the underlying motivation. Another way to put it, we're happy if we feel worthy. We feel good about ourselves. That's literally what happiness is. We feel good about ourselves and our situation. And so that's about that worthiness. And so, as far as I'm concerned, they've said this many, many times in the channelings, various levels, groups, individuals. Every person is doing the best that they can in this moment with what they know, with the past they've experienced, with the patterns they have created. But connecting with that consciously, by connecting with that mass consciousness desire for things to be better, to me opens a doorway of compassion. And in that sense, I want to come back to politics. There was a little short phrase, big idea, that is attributed to Jesus, the Master Jesus, of love your enemies. And somehow I think that is a very important thing to bring up in consciousness at this time of the election, as we move toward the election. And to really ponder it, perhaps. What makes someone our enemy? To me, that's a really good question. And the answer in our culture seems to be right now, based upon the idea that an enemy is someone we're going to attack or we're going to try to defend ourselves against. Our enemies in this culture right now are simply those who hold different beliefs than we do. And that is certainly an interesting place to be for a country that many people pride themselves on. We are the melting pot. And the inscription on the Statue of Liberty, give me your tired, your poor, your hungry, your huddled masses, etc. I may be misquoting that. But just because someone thinks differently in our country, in this culture, right now, they become enemy. I said earlier, I believe that this level of anger, this level of hatred even, in the political spectrum, is a reflection of the polarities coming to the surface to be moved out, so that we can come to what's underneath, which is our shared humanity, our shared desire for improvement, our shared desire for connection. But what's happening is we are feeling the connections that we do have being threatened. We are feeling the connections we do have right now feeling threatened, like we're going to lose our associations, whether it's pro-life or pro-choice, whether it's Democrat or Republican, the things that we have been defining ourselves as to claim value are threatened. The very foundations of so many of our institutions, of so many of our cultural and community institutions are crumbling, and we feel it. And so we're holding on that much tighter to the ones that we have left, and we are defending them against the enemy, the other, the one who has a different community, the one who has a different belief, the one who has a different thought. I think it was Einstein who said that we cannot solve a problem at the level of consciousness at which it was created. Those, again, may not be his exact words, but I believe that's what we are coming to here. That's what we are experiencing. We are trying to solve, as a community, problems at the level that they at which they were created, in the polarities, in the fear, in the disempowerment, in the experience of separation. In order to solve those problems, we must transcend that level, which makes this path of moving into our mastery, of moving into empowerment, of moving into the recognition that we are all on the same team, Democrat and Republican, American and Iraqi, Muslim and Christian. We are all human, and more importantly, we are all divine. And that is what we are choosing to step into consciously as possible, together here. That is the way out of these seemingly insurmountable problems, of these seemingly unending and deepening hatreds, of the rifts between us, of religion and politics, of race, of creed. It's time, and I am honored to be walking with you in that direction of freedom. And may that be the harvest that we all cultivate, that we all receive, that we all experience. Now, I won't say soon because spirit doesn't understand linear time. Now. So let's breathe into that now. Let's connect with that now. the divinity of all humanity, the unity of all humanity. And empower that vision. And bring compassion to those that are the most difficult for you, to those that are in any way in your life, your enemy. Even if they're only your enemy in the sense of they drive like crap and they're in front of you. Anyone who gets in the way of your choice being manifest in its fullness. And just connect with that basic humanity and their basic desire for their lives to be better as well. And we will create a more compassionate, a more humane, and a more empowered world. All right, my friends. Let's shift gears here. I do wish to thank each and every one of you who in any way, 2 weeks ago or after or before, sent energy down to me in Mexico City as I was closing that portal. It went very, very well. And perhaps next week I will go into more details about that. I thought I would get to that today, but linear time has a way of marching on. So, but I wanted to extend my thanks to you for that support. It was quite a wonderful experience. So let's go at this point and connect with whoever might be the chosen one to come in and speak with us here in the channel today. As always, just allow your breathing to deepen. I will do the toning and bring whoever it is in. Hello and welcome, dear ones. We are the angels of grace come to be with you here today. And so we ask you to allow us more space in your life. Allow yourself to harvest, as it were, more grace for yourself. Because God or Goddess gives grace, and it falls like rain, always. Like the thunderstorm, it falls with those drops that when they hit the dust, send up a spume of dust when there is no vegetation to hold that dirt in place. The grace that is falling all around you is huge. But it is not the granting of the grace that is at issue. It is the receiving of the grace. For in order to receive, you must choose to receive. You must choose to step into a degree of your own recognition that you are worthy to receive grace. And so allow yourself to step into that. To remember for this moment that you are divine. For this moment that you are deserving. For this moment that you are open to the readily available support that is literally falling all around you, only awaiting for you to lift your face up and open your mouth. And if you do that physically, if you lift your face to the heavens, you will notice that it does something to you physically. Hopefully not giving you a crick in the neck, but rather that it opens the throat, and even more importantly, it opens the heart. It opens the heart. When you lift your eyes to the heavens, when you lift your head to the heavens, when if you're following the phrase, when you follow your nose and you're following your nose to the heavens, you are opening your heart. And if you take your arms as well and lift them up above your shoulders, they don't have to be straight up. It is not a touchdown. If you are out to the side as if they were the top of wings, as if they were the leading edge of your wings, this opening of the heart is more expanded still. And just allow yourself to receive that rain of grace on your face, in your mouth, in your life. And know that we are always waiting. We are always delivering. It is always raining grace. For whenever you are ready to receive it. Much love, dear ones, to you now and always. Namaste. Okay, well, thank you, angels of grace, and thank you once again to each of you, my co-creators, my cohorts, my co-conspirators on the path of mastery. I cannot do this without you, in spite of the fact that you're not sitting in the room with me and I'm not sitting in the room with you. We are together as we create this, and so I thank each and every one of you for that. For all of your support, for the questions, comments, topics, etc., that you offer, and for your very presence and energy and intention that we share. So, I will be back again, same time, same place next week. I wish you a wonderful week. I hope that you will join me again next time, or in whatever now moment works best for you for that. Doug, you can start those chimes whenever you would like. Remember to allow yourself to harvest all that you've done. And maybe we can make a mini autumn out of the moment, every moment that we choose. Empowerment in any way. You never know where this show will go. You never know where you're going to go until you make the choice. I wish you a wonderful week, my friends. Much love. Namaste.